You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Jesus loves butt sex.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Dice World Studios in San Antonio, Texas, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, a special end-of-the-year holiday episode. And now your host. He'd like to take a moment to wish everyone out there a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Except for the people who start sentences with, well, actually, everyone hates those people. Dees Casillas!
Malum Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is Social Hour. I am Dees. What is up, guys? Thanks for hanging out for another episode. The last episode of 2025. Maybe the last episode of the show because this world is about to explode. We're going to be fine. It's going to be fine. We're going to talk about that a little bit, guys. It's just me today. I just wanted to drop in for one last episode for the year before we roll into 2026, talk about the year wrap up, what's happening next year, and a couple things that have been going on. Thank you guys for hanging out with us every week. Those of you who do, those of you who listen, those of you who've been chopping it up with us, man, hanging in there for years now. Man, we just passed 12 years of doing this show, I think it was. It was June of 2019. I was 9 years old when I started this show. Me and Al Gore created the internet, and then I started doing this show immediately. I kicked Al Gore out because he's got wacky ideas, but it's just, it was June of 2014 was when this show started, and man, it's been quite a ride. It's been a lot of fun. We just got the Wrapped, you know, Spotify Wrapped information about how the year went, and man, what a year. Total audience, we grew 29% this year. Total new audience was, so that's an increase in audience from last year. I don't know, these are different. Increased audience from last year, total increase last year. I mean, we grew like 900%. I mean, we had just a fucking blow up year. I'm not sure what it was or what guest gave us that bump, but that's been great. And then also increase in total listening time, 234% increase of people listen, percentage time people listen to the show. So, man, thank you all very much. It's been great. It's been a ride. We've had fun. The show's evolved over a long time, but man, it's been great to be here. So, real quickly, guys, let's get this out of the way. If you're listening to the day it comes out, I will be at Ranger Creek Distillery in San Antonio this Saturday. Check that out, guys. That's the last show of the year for me, and then we're rolling into 2026. We've got lots of dates across the country. I've got stuff in Arizona, California, Washington, Oregon, Montana, stuff coming up all across the country, and of course Texas too, and Oklahoma, places closer to home. So check it out, guys. Hit the calendar. We'll see what's going on. I'm going to be on the road a little more in 2026 than I was in 2025. I enjoyed a year of less travel. I mean, I think I probably did like 75 stand-up dates this last year in 2025. And in 2024, I did about 180. So it was nice to be home more, take a little time off, and focus on the comic book, which has been great. Been rolling. We've got number three here ready for you guys. So if you're looking for issue number three, hit me up. We'll get it to you. We're working on number four. Follow us for all that information. And man, I'm just looking down the barrel of 2026 in the calendar that of comedy and conventions. And I'm tired. I'm not getting any younger, guys. But man, what is it? It's December. If you're listening to the day it comes out, it is not Christmas Eve because we are Americans, which means we celebrate Hanukkah because our overlords in Israel told us to. So happy Hanukkah. You're on the sixth or second to last candidate. I don't know which way they go, but I need to learn quickly before the Likud party murders me. But I will find out for my overlord, my new overlords in Israel, to tell me how I celebrate these wacky holidays they got. And I mean wacky, not a pejorative. I mean that in a good way. So definitely not Christmas, obviously just Hanukkah, because that is what the proper thing to do now as Israeli Americans that we are. You know, we got to listen. You know, it's a symbiosis. It's you know, it's a mutual relationship. We fund their genocide. They control our media. It's great. I love it. It's a great program. You know, it's not like we're in a economic recession where no one can buy anything and you know, prices are going through the roof and people are homeless and drug addled. So it's fine. We're good. Things are good. And I'm sure New Israel is going to be a great place to live for all of us. Speaking of drugs, Venezuela's been in the news. We are apparently, are we or are we not? It's a will they, won't they, as old as time. Will we be at war with them? Will we not be at war with them? Who cares? We're blowing them up anyway. The point is we've decided, by we, I mean the war-hungry psychopaths in D.C. have decided that we're just going to blow up any place we want to without a declaration of war for no particular reason, because they're bringing drugs into this country. And when I say drugs, I mean about 6% of the drugs that come into this country. And that's it's a small number, but it's the most important percentage because it's not fentanyl at all, which is the biggest drug problem and comes from China. But you know, they're also one of our rulers, so I guess we can't go to war with them. But also, Venezuela is communist, and we don't like communism here in New Israel / America. Even though China is also communist, and we're kind of their bitch a little bit. Anyway, you know what the point is, guys? Venezuela is bad, and they have oil, and it's communist oil, which means we should just keep an eye on it. So we're going to do that. It's funny. I've made some jokes about this whole Venezuela thing and talked about the, you know, blowing up these guys who are may or may not be running drugs. I don't know. Could be. I don't know where they're going in these tiny boats with drugs. Certainly not to America, that's for sure. But maybe they are. Maybe they have drugs. And I don't want to discount the, I'm sure, deep amount of, you know, research and intel that our brilliant counterintelligence programs have done. But what I will say is this is a weird slippery slope, and I am against drugs coming into this country. I think we should stop that. But also, you know, they haven't provided any evidence that this is actually happening. So until they do, I'm a little torn on it. My biggest thing that I will tell people is that, you know, again, like I said, China, number one, drugs coming into this country. Number two, Mexico. Number three, Colombia. I don't know if you know this, we're actually using Colombia as a way to get into Venezuela. I don't know, while we're there, maybe we should stop the drugs that are coming from there. But that's just an idea. I'm just spitballing, guys. You know, Hegseth, you can have that one for free. But what do I know? You know, I'm just a guy who is looking at the information given and making rational decisions, which, you know, we know, is not the way you run a country. So we'll be fine. The point is, we'll be fine. Venezuela will be fine. Whoever we install as a puppet dictator will be fine. It's going to be really great. You know, hopefully gas prices go down a little bit at least. What I really love is a while back, I was positing that maybe these guys aren't running drugs, and even if they are, I'm not sure that means we just blow them out of the water, because, you know, the slippery slope of this all, that the Patriot Act and, you know, what we've dealt with through COVID, basically since the Patriot Act was enacted, is the slow chipping away of our freedoms. And it's not long until they just decide, hey, we think these Americans have drugs, and we Ruby Ridge the shit out of them. Kids who, you know, if you don't know Ruby Ridge is, Google it and then buy guns, because you're going to need them when the Gestapo comes knocking on your door, and they will be soon. I need to tell you that. They're coming. They're either going to kill you or Peter Thiel's going to put you in your cyber prison. One of the two things is going to happen. The point is, you will have nothing and you'll be happy, like Klaus Schwab said. So, you know, like I said, the point of this is things are going to be good. You're going to be okay. You don't have to worry. But, you know, I said whatever they're doing to them, they'll soon be doing to us, because they look at them the same way. They look at us not much differently than they look at these alleged drug runners coming out of Venezuela. Anything that they deem that gets in the way of their program and their agenda as a government and as, you know, a regime, they will crush, they will cripple, they will destroy. So we are the next thing on that list, believe me. So, you know, no evidence, no due process, no anything like that. It's coming to America. That's the next thing, you know. Next thing you know, there's going to be a ship in the port of Seattle that they're going to blow out of the water, and they're going to be like, yeah, we think it had some drugs on it. And that's it. And we just deal with it because they've normalized that. Now, I made this conversation in a couple different forums recently. And, you know, the typical nuanced, balanced response was libtard, I believe was the word that these elegant people used when I was saying that, because I was, having this conversation about, hey, maybe we should look into this a little more. Maybe we should be a little more sure. Maybe we should at least have a declaration of war. If we have a declaration of war, maybe we should have a reason we are going to war with these people. Again, you know, that major minor 6% of drug trade coming from Venezuela, which they're so hell-bent on stopping now. Sidebar. If we're that concerned about the drugs coming to America, why is there no concern with the actual drug addicts in America? You'd think that if we're so concerned about the drug, once the drugs get here, we're like, well, there's not shit we can do. What do you expect us to do now? Hell, people, you expect us to, you know, you expect us to actually try to do something to stop this? Once they're here, we can't do anything about that. The best we can do is have the CIA intercept them, sell them themselves to make the money off it, to use to fund to their black book operations. That's the best we got for you. It's like that meme from Pawn Stars. Like, best we can do is illegally sell these as the government and use the money for our own nefarious means. Sorry. God forbid we would actually help anyone once the drugs arrive in America. But anyway, so these, cultured people I was talking with, you know, called me a libtard with that idea, crazy, wacky idea that we should, you know, have some sort of evidence of before we blow people up. Insane. I know. I must have relapsed and started drinking again. But the real irony here is that same day, I also defended Megyn Kelly when she was wrongly accused recently of defending Jeffrey Epstein's pedophilia. She was... So this is what I love. It's always a weird asymmetry when people talk to me, because people are always coming at me from... Because people are dumb and they have no ability to look at things outside of their very small... very small, limited Overton window. And they're not willing to look at things from play devil's advocate. They're not willing to look at things from another angle. They have a very small, rigid dogma, which they've adhered to, and they can't break out of that no matter what happens. I don't have that. I don't have sacred cows. I don't have an ideology. None of that. I look at everything with a clean slate. I'm like the guy from Memento. Every day I wake up and I look at the crazy shit going on, and it's a blank slate. I am not coming at it with preconceived notions or agendas or political alignments. I only want to look at things from a purely what makes sense. And so that same day I was called a libtard. Later that day I'm defending Megyn Kelly, who was wrongfully accused of defending Jeffrey Epstein's pedophilia, because she said something like, I'm going to fuck this up, but she was quoting someone who told her that they didn't think Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile because they'd been around him and he didn't have this penchant towards young women or something of that nature. So what people did is they read this headline that was salacious for clicks. They missed the part where they click it and they read it, because that would be actually doing research and being informed. And we don't do that anymore. That's so 2010. It just said, like, Megyn Kelly says Epstein wasn't a pedophile. It's like basically what the article read, which is not what she said. I mean, she did use those words, but she was quoting someone who said that. She wasn't saying that from her point of view. She was reading what someone else said. And then after she read that, she said, in my personal experience, I truly believe he was. And because X, Y, and Z, and detailed what her personal feelings were. That part was very much left out of a lot of those conversations. When I say a lot, I mean all of them, because that is not fun. That's not fun. We don't need that part. We just want the part where we make you mad because about a lie that we told you. So, you know, and then at that point, I'm called a Trumper, and I'm called. So this is what I'm telling you guys. The same day I'm called a libtard is the same day I'm called a Trumper. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you guys? Is that you're all dumb. Stop with this shit. Stop it. You're being silly. Stop it. You need to start. Here's the real crazy part I need to tell you is when I started having conversations with these people about the Megyn Kelly thing, being like, yeah, she didn't do that. She was quoting someone who said that. She didn't actually say that. What she said was this. That was her opinion, that he was a pedophile. She read a quote of someone who believed otherwise. And then someone was like, yeah, well, still, she doesn't think he's a pedophile. I'm like, are you fucking, what is happening right now? How have you not, you just saw the reality. I even showed them a clip where, you know, it gives you the whole breadth of it. And they still, that's the problem, people. You get the evidence and it just goes one in ear and one out the other, because there's nothing in between there. You're dumb. Stop it. I need you guys to put down the news. Put it down, or start reading more of it, or stop reading headlines, because it's crazy. It's absolutely insane. We have lost the plot, and I don't know what to do with you people anymore. So anyway, my point is that in 2026, I care much less about what any of you think. And I cared very little to begin with. So man, this is, we have reached a whole new plateau of joy that I'm achieving. It's really great. I hope you guys do too. I want you guys to, hopefully my goal for this is that you guys divorce yourself a little bit from the onslaught of media that comes your way, that you divorce yourself from the very blatantly, obviously corrupt and specific agenda coming your way that's trying to poison you. There's so much more out there. There's so many more off. Take a walk. Walk your dog. You don't need to post for the 87th day in a row that you hate Trump. I know. He sucks. I know you hate him. Go hug your daughter. Something else. Please unplug. I implore you. You will be so much happier if you do. Some of you are just not equipped for this, and it's most of you. so I just needed to get that out there, guys. What else is going on? Oh, Epstein's files got released, although they are heavily redacted. The DOJ did say if you want to get the whole ones, just sign up for their Patreon. You'll also get exclusive early access to Kash Patel and his Israeli Mossad girlfriend's podcast. It's cute. It's fun. so that's another thing. I want to stop talking about news. I'm going to close this episode talking about some things that I experienced, some trauma I experienced this week. This is a story. So I was delivering something to someone recently. First thing, it doesn't matter. I was doing something nice. It's not the point of the story. The problem is, the real point of the story is don't do nice things. But anyway, so I get to this apartment complex and I'm looking for building number one. And I see there's this lady coming out of the office. I'm like, hey, I'm looking for building number one. And she goes, oh, we don't have a building number one. We only have 2 through 11. And I go, well, I've got bad news for you. I hate to break it to you. You do have a building number one, and you've misnumbered it. And I go, in fact, you've misnumbered all 10 of your buildings. And she goes, no, not 10. We have building 2 through 11. We have 11 buildings. I said, no, you don't. You have 10. She goes, no, building number 11 right there. I go, okay, this is crazy. I go, what if we counted them? I go, count them for me. And she looks over at the first one. She goes, 1, 2. And I go, I'm going to stop you right there. Because I can already tell you how this is going to end. They go, she goes, well, I was just counting them. And I go, no, I know. And I don't need you to count them to know how this is going to end. You have 10. She goes, no, we have 11. That's building number 11 right there. It has an 11 on it. I go, great. But you don't have a building number one. Where is number one? And also, why the fuck don't you have a number one? This is the reason we number things. This is specifically why we number things. So this doesn't happen. Like, this is why you can't just go rogue with numbering and be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, D, L, blue, alpha, Libra, the Egyptian Ankh, and then why the fuck are we numbering any of this? This is chaos. You start at one and you move on down the line. That is how numbering works. This is like the real crazy part about this is, like, this was like a building complex that people created, and it's not just one person. Like, she didn't do this, right? Like, this was like a developer, and there's investors, and there's people who are doing the plumbing, there's people doing the drywall, there's people doing the electricity, the roofing, the finish work. You have so many contractors, subcontractors, people involved in this. And no one stopped and been like, why we're starting number two? What is going on here? This is not how this works. Like, someone had this idea and like, you know what? I think we should start with number two. And no one instantly said, hey, you're fucking fired. Leave this meeting. Those are not like, also leave your driver's license. With those kind of ideas, you are too dangerous to be driving in our society. No, people agreed. They're like, yeah, maybe we should start with number two. Do you know how people have to sign off on this? They're like, yeah, number one has had it too good for too long. Number two should have a chance to be number one for a while. It's like, they can't because it's number two. That's how numbers work. Like, I swear to God, one time I was at the Atlanta airport and I was trying to find a gate, and their gates are lettered, and their gates went A, B, C, D, E, T. What the fuck happened? Did a part of your fucking airport blow up last night and you fucking, now we're just, we have a gap in those? We don't, what is happening? You just skipped to T. It's not like an airline that starts with T or anything like that. It's just A, B, C, D, E, T. What the fuck, people? What are you doing? It makes no sense. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. New year. New year. what else has been... This is going to pull us back into the political realm real quickly, because this is another funny conversation I had with someone. But they... we were talking about Antifa and how it's kind of a loaded... it's a loaded word, and it's a loaded term, because it implies innocence and better no matter what, you know, like basically it doesn't matter what you call something, they can be fascist. Like Antifa can be fascist, right? Fascist, sorry, I say fascist. I'm a fucking idiot. I have a GED. Shut up. Fascist. You know, that by nature of a title doesn't absolve you from something. And so I was having this conversation, so I was like, no, Antifa can't be fascist. It's literally in their name. Anti-fascist. And I'm like, okay. That's a nice workaround. I don't think that works in any other forum. Like, I can't be like, get pulled over for a DUI and be like, no, I know, I just blew a point, you know, 1.7, and you saw me just plow through that special needs school bus. But I am also a never drunk. I don't know if you know that. I'm a never drunk. So, you know, despite what that says, I can't be drunk right now by pure essence of what my title is, a never drunk, you know? And like, this person was so insistent. They're like, no, they can't be fascist. It's in the name, anti-fascist. That's exactly what the name is. And I go, okay, great. That's fine. Fine. I'm going to go along with your fucking retarded journey here. That's fine. But I also have to tell you something. I also have a group of people, and the name of our group is the only people in the world that don't fuck mini ponies. I'll say it for you again. The name of our group is the only people in the world that don't fuck mini ponies. It's exactly what it sounds like. What we are is the only people in the world that don't fuck mini ponies. It's literally in our name. How could it not be true? It's exactly what it sounds like. So, if you're not in the group, I've got some bad news for you. And I've got to say, I don't recall seeing you in any of the meetings recently. So... just like the title says, as we know, titles don't lie. We are the only group of people in the world that don't fuck mini ponies. And since you're not in it, it sounds like you need to get right with Jesus, because what you're doing is illegal in every state but Alabama. I mean, yeah, there in Alabama, it's love. And we all know in Alabama, love is love, unless it's between two men, and then that shit's gay. You better get over it. Fix that shit and get right with God. at least that's what they say in Alabama. So do you understand? This is the absurdity of like a name you just apply to yourself. You know, it's like when people were, and this is going to be that weird nuance where I am shitting on Antifa and defending Black Lives Matter, in a sense, an aspect of it. When people were during, you know, a lot of the riots and stuff during George Floyd stuff, people were being like, oh, Black Lives Matter is like a terrorist group, or they're doing this bad. These people are, you know, they're Black Lives Matter. And I go, this is the problem with something that like is ambiguous and kind of nebulous, right? Like there's no, you don't get like a membership t-shirt and a secret decoder ring when you join BLM, right? It's not like there's no official roster. You know, it's not like an MLB roster where you can go and check out, you know, who's on the active or reserve list. And it just kind of is. You can be in it if you say you are, you know? so like that's it. So really, like, it's very easy for those things to get crossed into good and bad and who's doing what and for what cause and what nefarious means. So like, this is the point where people get so lost in these things and stuck on terms, stuck on words, and the inability to look past the fucking start of it into the larger tree, you know, can't see the forest for the trees, right? And looking at actually what the big picture is and what's going on. So anyway, Antifa, fuck you guys, you're fascists too. And that's, you want to be tyrannical just as much as the other side, and it's fucking bullshit. So, all right, guys, that, let's see. I'm going to get out of here soon. I just wanted to give a little breakdown of the year, how it's been. It's been a good year. We've got a lot of things planned for 2026, more comedy, more comic books. You know, go to deescomedy.com, check out everything going on comedy-wise, inferno.earth for, comic book stuff. Get your copy of Kill Stand number 3. And now I'm going to close this 2026 with jokes I wrote that I can't say on stage, which I think I might start making a reoccurring segment on the show. We'll see how it goes. But these are jokes. I had this is an example of, like, a while back, a guy wanted, there's a lot of shows out there that are like the dark show or the bad show or the naughty, dirty show, where it's like they want you to bring your craziest, dirtiest, wildest material, right? And I get asked to do these shows a lot because I, that's kind of like my generally what I'm talking about anyways, a little crazier, a little more sideways than most people. So I, you know, and they're like, yeah, we want you to bring your craziest material. I had a producer tell me that. He's like, yeah, whatever, your wildest, darkest, most offensive. And I'm like, trust me, you do not want that. That is not, there are jokes I've written that I know I can't say on stage. I know they're like just too much. Anyway, we're going to do a couple tonight. So here we go. Jokes I can't tell on stage. As a comedian, I travel a lot. And when I travel, I go through the airports. And I notice there's a lot of children that have to travel alone also, which seems scary for them. So what I did is I created a new program where we pair kids up with adults, you know, that are going to the same place so they can travel there together and they can feel safer. It's a program I call Child Escorts. I am having a hard time registering that domain though. Porn is everywhere these days and too easy to access. Back in my day, we were desperate. We had to beat off to music videos. So I wanted to try and get back to that. Unfortunately, it's just near impossible to find those Kidz Bop tapes these days. And lastly, this is an oldie but a goodie that this has been floating around in the zeitgeist forever, but that I wrote this probably like a decade ago, but I'm going to tell you here now and end 2026 with this. What do you call a school of dead fish? A Columbine. All right. Good night, people. Happy 2025. Merry 2026. Hope you guys enjoy your Hanukkah because that's all we get to celebrate. Don't even think about celebrating anything else. And as long as the internet is still up and we're not in our cyber prisons getting whipped by Peter Thiel, getting fed Soylent Green, I'll see you guys in 2026. Don't get blackbagged. Later, guys.